Hey guys, welcome to Hooked on Crime Pod. I'm your host, Henny, and this is the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks. So, in keeping with having some, funnier stories after the last series, the Monsters in the Dark series that we did that was so heavy and brought everybody down, I'm bringing you this absolute gem from Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a place I actually used to live in, and I can attest to the stupid things that people do there, which is why I'm very glad I don't live in Tulsa anymore. So on September 14th, 2021, around 4:30 p.m., Tulsa PD officers headed over to 3600 North Peoria to talk to a victim of an armed robbery. Now, the victim, whose name hasn't been reported, told police that the suspect came up to him with a large metal spike and stole his backpack and his prosthetic leg. Yeah, he stole the victim's prosthetic leg. The suspect even asked the value of each of the items that he had stolen from the victim while he waved this, big metal spike around. We will finish on this story in just a second. Yes, I know this is another short episode, but guys, I'm gonna end up doing some shorter episodes because it's October. Do you know what that means? If you were here last year, you know what that means. Halloween week is coming. So shorter episodes are gonna guarantee that I get you guys an episode each week up until Halloween week when you get 8 episodes in a row. So I appreciate y'all sticking with me with some shorter episodes. We're gonna do ad break real quick and come right back. Hey guys, so we have talked about how picky I am with my hair before. And if you've listened to my ads, you know that Allison Crawford had done my hair for a long time. Well, sadly, Miss Allie moved on. She is no longer cutting hair, but she did put me in touch with someone who made me feel so wonderful. And I still, my self-esteem is negative 20 on good days. But when I look in the mirror now, I still am like, ooh, I look pretty cute. And my daughter, Crime Kid, and I both cried when we got our hair done, by her. It's just, she's wonderful. Look for Cara Danielle at The Foilery, which is at 217 West Center Street in Holly Springs, North Carolina. You can go on Instagram at CARA_DANIELE_HAIR. And you can get a hold of her at 919-602-8962. And I 100 out of 10 recommend. So please give her a call today and go get your hair done and you can feel beautiful too. Hey guys, our spotlight artist for October and November is Tanya Corbet. She is an Amy Grimy artist that, when I say artist, I actually mean the things she makes look like art. They are fantastic. She has a horror cat collection that is amazing. And she has a pattern for a sandworm that is 4 feet long. And that blows my mind. So I think y'all should check her out. Go to Etsy and search for Tan Flow Con Crochet, which TANFLOWCON Crochet, Ravelry.com/designers/TANYCORBEIL, and Facebook.com/FLOWCON Crochet. Hope you guys have a great day and check out our crochet artist because she's awesome. Okay, we're back. So, yes, this victim's prosthetic leg has been stolen. And the officers actually find the suspect, Kevion Hooks, with the leg strapped to his head like some kind of majestically stupid unicorn. The horn, I mean the leg, was returned to the victim after being removed from Mr. Hook's head. Tevion Hooks was arrested for armed robbery. And, you know, it makes me wonder if he was working alone or if Rocket Raccoon was waiting in the wings after saying this.
Dude, there. I need his prosthetic leg.
So, y'all, now I realize that this is just an arrest, but I really think that it's safe to say that this guy won't have a leg to stand on once he goes to court for the charges. And that is the story of the unicorn, the Tulsa unicorn, the majestic Tulsa unicorn. I really appreciate you guys sticking around, and you know, I hope you enjoy some of these shorter episodes. Like I said, 8 days in a row for Halloween week, there will be episodes. I don't really want to spoiler too much of what the episodes are going to be, but it's probably going to take me the entire month to get them completed. It's going to be a big deal, you guys, for me. Anyway, I am so excited, and yeah, I just hope you guys enjoy them, and hope you enjoyed this short little episode, and I hope y'all stay safe and get to hooking. Bye.